Savitri, Book 10, The Book of the Double Twilight, Canto 4, The Dream Twilight of the Earthly Real, pages 661 and 662. In her glorious kingdom of eternal light, all ruler, ruled by none, the Truth Supreme, omnipotent, omniscient and alone, in a golden country keeps her measureless house. In its corridor she hears the tread that comes out of the unmanifest, never to return till the unknown is known and seen by men. Above the stretch and blaze of cosmic sight, above the silence of the wordless thought, formless creator of immortal forms, nameless, investitured with the name divine, transcending time's hours, transcending timelessness, the mighty mother sits in lucent calm and holds the eternal child upon her knees, attending the day when he shall speak to fate. There is the image of her future's hope. There is the sun for which all darkness waits. There is the imperishable harmony. The world's contradictions climb to her and are one. There is the truth of which the world's truths are shreds. The light of which the world's ignorance is the shade. Till truth draws back the shade that it has cast. The love our hearts call down to heal all strife, the bliss for which the world's derelict sorrows yearn. Thence comes the glory sometimes seen on earth, the visits of Godhead to the human soul, the beauty and dream on nature's face. They, the perfection born from eternity, calls to it the perfection born in time. The truth of God surprising human life, the image of God overtaking finite shapes. There in a world of everlasting light, in the realms of the immortal supermind, truth who hides here her head in mystery, her riddle deemed by reason impossible, in the stark structure of material form, unenigmatized lives, unmasked her face, and there is nature and the common law of things. There in a body made of spirit stuff, the heart stone of the ever-living fire, action translates the movements of the soul, thought steps infallible and absolute, and life is a continual worship's rite, a sacrifice of rapture to the One. A cosmic vision, a spiritual sense, feels all the infinite lodged in finite form, and seen through a quivering ecstasy of light, discovers the bright face of the bodiless, in the truth of a moment, in the moment's soul, can sip the honey wine of eternity. A spirit who is no one and innumerable, the one mystic infinite person of his world, multiplies his myriad personality on all his bodies, seals his divinity stamp, and sits in each immortal and unique.